This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Caller, you're live on Good Morning.
Sorry, you startled me. I was laying on the phone.
Well, that's what we do. We startle people.
Yeah. Why did I call you again? Censorship. I called because you brought up the issue of censorship.
Okay.
A while ago. And basically, I believe you said that you...
You have your radio on, don't you?
My radio?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I was listening to the radio.
Okay, don't do that.
Turn it off?
Turn it off.
How's that?
That's good.
Okay.
So what do you think should happen to Don Imus?
Crimes happen on the radio every day as far as disgrace on the airwaves. For example, the last 2 weeks on the radio every day at about 3 o'clock, a crime has been committed on the public airwaves. Now, what's worse, somebody saying one thing or somebody about 2 weeks ago? This has been the worst 2 weeks in radio that I've ever heard in my life. If somebody were to come up with, say, one thing, for example, a joke about a wet T-shirt contest, and use the same joke every day at 3 o'clock on the dot as though it was new, and say, this is the...
Okay, now, how did you determine this joke was said at 3 o'clock every day?
Oh, because it was Joe Ardinger making an ass out of himself.
Okay,
on the Mike Show.
All right, but I'm asking you, how did you know that he was doing this?
I was listening.
Oh, you were listening. So you're an idiot, basically. You were listening. You were there. This guy, this guy's getting good. He's trying to slip in there, and he does every now and then.
Oh God!
All right, let's start. Oh, here we go.
Daddy, I got me a C minus on my multicultural project.
A C minus, huh? Well, let's celebrate. Hey, Randy, empty out the tub. We's making room.
Can't use the tub. I'm drowning rats in it.
Still? Are you drowning them or making love to them?
Oh, is everybody happy?
Is everybody happy?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Excuse my French, but I am PO'd.
No need to be mad. My friend. We're back.
What not?
Oh, no.
What not? What not? What not? What not?
I am.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
thank you, Rad. This is it, the part of the show where we figure out where all the settings are with all the stuff, because we've been gone for a couple of weeks.
We're live today.
Yes, we are, Don and Mike Show. We're back. Hi, Little Brains.
Right.
We're Little Brains just like you are. Phone number, same as it was a couple of weeks ago, 877-365-3636. It's a party. Come on, Eileen. Everybody. Hello, test 1-2.
She won't mind.
Excuse me. I should have done this before the show.
Why?
Hello.
Are you adjusting the microphone levels?
Yeah, I just figured out in our brand new pristine studios where we are the only ones that use the equipment and stuff.
Right.
Joe was using this last week, right?
He only likes to use your mic.
There you go.
He didn't use mine, did he, Rob?
No, I did.
Give me one moment.
I was wondering what that smell was.
Hello, test one. Huh? Test one. What a beautiful radio voice. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Are you ready for my check? My mic check? Or is my mic check all right?
Your mic is fine, but go ahead, Mike.
Every corporation has its champion's dinner.
I'm sorry. I apologize. That was self-indulgent. I've been indulging myself for 2 weeks.
Just had to do a very quick microphone check there, and now let's do a quick check on this thing right here. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Oh, it's a caller. It's a caller.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, God.
Hi there.
Hi. I just, I had to talk to you guys first about anyone else. How about the Sopranos last night?
How about The Sopranos last night?
I'm giving it a round of applause.
We're back from 2 weeks, and that's the first thing that you can say. Turn off that music, please. That's the first thing you can say.
I have a very sad existence, so that was
I'm
the hype.
Sorry. Bye.
That is sad. Is there do you take yep. any solace in the fact that you were the first one on the show to start watching that program years and years ago?
Mike, The Sopranos is so not what we should be discussing after we have been gone for 2 entire weeks.
It hasn't been that long.
Yes. This is what we should be discussing. Zendaya,
don't set this place on fire. He has his own song now?
Zendaya, he sure does. Who cares about Tony Soprano? Zendaya. I want to tell you something. I was out of the United States of America on a foreign island where you could get every cable channel in the world except Fox.
Uh-oh.
And if you don't think that I was out of my mind crazy.
You couldn't watch the Idol?
No, I figured out that for an incredibly large... Okay, let's turn that off, too. For an incredibly large sum, I could get updates on my cell phone.
Oh, God, that's ridiculous.
That is pathetic.
You didn't do that, did you?
I did.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
God, that is gay.
I did until I finally figured out that I could spend the same amount of money and just call Rob and have Rob call me with the results immediately.
Jeez. So you both weeks, I completely ignored it the first week I was gone.
You were not at your phone on Wednesday night as you promised. Did you get the message?
Yeah, didn't get reception. Did not get reception. Did get the message, though.
Live, baby. It was brought to you live.
So the first week we were gone, the fat kid got voted off.
Chris Sly.
And then the second week, I saw that one, and that was Gina.
Yeah,
that went Gina with the tongue stud.
And I was just kidding. Of course, we'll talk about the Sopranos today. Everyone's, the Sopranos are like cowboy hats. Everyone's got one.
Yes,
because opinions are like cowboy hats. That's everybody's right. got one, and opinions are like a-holes in cowboy hats. Everyone's got one.
Anytime a popular television show can work Canada into the script, I'm watching.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hello.
Welcome back.
Hi,
hey, there's you know that fire that was in Sacramento, right?
What the one a couple of weeks ago? You mean
the
railroad fire? Yes, sir.
Well, I was the one that did it. And
yeah, you want to really measure your words, my friend. You know, you
think about
what you're saying is could be damaging. Don, I believe you have a record of his phone number, don't you?
I sure do, Mike.
Mm-hmm. We've got an arsonist on the phone.
It's a felony, I believe.
And we're just not going to Sacramento. Michael Mara, but we're going to go. And then all that.
What's the accent? Do you detect the hints of the accent?
And we're going to go all the way back to Sacramento and take back the capital.
I have no idea what this guy's even talking about.
Because it was kind of like, this is Sacramento, Michael Mara. Michael Mara.
So are you calling to confess to setting the railroad fire in Sacramento?
No, it was just a joke.
Oh.
Good one.
All right. Good joke.
Hey, I'm glad you enjoyed it, though.
Good joke.
Thanks.
Good joke. Okay.
Call me.
What not?
Okay. Exactly. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
How Howdy. You guys hey, what's up?
Yes.
No, but I just wanted to call and wish you guys back. Thanks for coming back. I was sick and tired of listening to Joe every day.
Joe's taking a beating early in the broadcast.
Yeah, what's with that?
Hey, I love listening to you guys.
Thanks.
You know, I go to your restaurant all the time, Mike Manassas, so welcome back.
All right, see you later,
So right away, it's a violation. Right away, I got to go. A guy, he mentions my joint, I got to go to the principal's office.
Oh. Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Thanks.
You didn't realize that. Well, hi, everybody. It is great to be back after 2 glorious weeks away. Let me see. Gosh, while we were gone, my kid, Bart, turned 22.
Wow. 22 years young.
Say happy birthday to him.
Unbelievable.
And today is my granddaughter, Addie's birthday. She's 6 today.
All these things, all these milestones.
So all of these crazy things are happening now, and... And I guess what we should do is start the show by talking about what we did, mm-hmm. because I do have some stuff. Even though the phone rates where I was, it was one of those deals where we went to Jamaica,
right.
and you get there, and the first thing they say is, "Hi, welcome to Jamaica. Never leave this compound."
Right.
Welcome to Jamaica.
Isn't that what you like about it, though?
Yeah. They got big barbed wire up everywhere, and you're pretty much stuck inside this big hotel complex.
That's right. Good.
As I was, as it turns out, for 11 wonderful days.
But they got everything you need.
Yeah, and they also say, hey, listen, we supply cell phone service. All you got to do is just, push this button on your phone, and you don't realize it at the time because you're going crazy with it.
It's not until like the next day when you get the thing under your door that says, thanks for signing up for the phone thing.
Right.
Incidentally, you know, your second mortgage on your house is just gone for the phone call you tried to make to Buzz yesterday from the pool.
Right. Do you get the email also down there? Do you get the email in Jamaica?
You could. I chose not to.
Okay.
I chose not to.
That's wise.
I did have the cell phone and yanked it out on the very first day because right out of the chute, I don't know what it is about me, about us, about Janet and I traveling together. I don't know. Mm. It's like a no-pest strip, a shall-no-pest strip for weirdos.
Yeah.
We get down to the pool. It's the very first day. We're in beautiful Jamaica. All we want to do is have our rum beverage, sit by the pool, got our iPods. Mm. We got a beautiful spot. First day, glorious sunshine, 85. Nothing could be wrong with this day. No. We get our spot. I get up to go get us a couple of cool drinks, some nice piña colada action.
Got to have that.
I come back, and by the time I come back, there's some guy, I swear to God, celebrity he most resembles, Morton Downey Jr.
I wish people on the radio could see your face when you said some guy.
Some guy.
Because really.
Some guy.
You know, I couldn't be happier.
You know.
We're there. We're 8 million miles away from everything. I leave her for seriously 5 minutes to go over to this little tiki bar to get a drink.
Just fine.
And I come back. And then this guy with his man boobs and his big fake teeth really looks like Morton Downey Jr., the late Morton Downey Jr.
Is he tanned?
He's way tanned.
Oh, I hate way tanned guys.
And hold on a second. This is why I had the issue. I walk up and I see this guy chatting up my girlfriend. Well, we've been there less than 10 minutes. We're like, all right. This is how it is when you're a social person.
Right.
I get up to where they are. I sit down and she says, hey, this is ass, and I shake hands with him, and then he says to me, first thing he says.
He made a great impression.
Well, the first thing he said is, so are you guys hedos? And
hedos.
Yes, and I said, pardon? He said, hedos.
Squeeze me?
Are you hedos? And
hedos.
I said, I don't think so.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Do you?
Hedonist.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Oh, yeah, oh that's right. Buzz, you not. Did you guess like I did?
No, he knew because
did you really know?
Been there three times.
Because I tried to. He's the guy that I tried to call for some advice about.
Well, you
this
didn't
guy.
Go to that place in Jamaica.
No.
Didn't you go to. Isn't that place in Jamaica, though, the place we sent Dennis?
Yes, now.
Hedonism?
Let me give you the background on this. As this scuzzy guy, you know, all oiled up, and he's got the Long Island chains around his neck.
Oh, and he's like got the real tan.
And really.
Which grosses me out. A guy's tan, it goes to a certain level where it gets gross after a while.
Think Morton Downey Jr. And this is the first cat that I've come in contact with one-on-one during the relaxing time on vacation.
So if you want to update that, did he look a little bit like the guy that sells the Angus burger? The Burger King Angus?
Yes.
Get the Angus. You know that guy?
Yeah,
that guy
very
with the
similar.
Teeth?
Yes. Shirtless. You know,
of course.
Glistening.
It's Jamaica. He's a hedo. Yeah,
she says, hey.
Oh, hedo.
Jerry, whatever
Gross.
The guy is. Jerry. Is,
Jerry.
I said, hey, how you doing? And he says, so are you guys into, are you hedos? And I went, excuse me? And Janet looked at me and she said, he means are we into hedonism? And I looked at him and I give him my best F you look like. I said, gee, I really don't think we're into that. He said, well, you know, my wife is down here on a trip. With her work, we normally come down here to stay at Hedonism. We normally don't stay at this place that we're at
this
right now.
This is the first catch.
I
Jesus,
swear to,
what bad luck.
I swear to God. And then the guy says to me.
Or is it?
The guy who, like, will not stop just pruning and preening in front of us. And he's got, like, a belly as big as mine.
He's a big guy?
He's got the old man chicken legs happening.
What type
you know?
Of suit's he got on? He's not wearing the Speedo, is he?
No, he's just got a regular, like.
Regular suit.
Like, you know, Tommy Bahama or whatever.
So right out of the chute, are you guys hedos?
Yeah, and he can tell that I'm uptight about it. And Janet, who's sitting there like Mary Poppins, you could walk up and say anything to her, and she'd go, oh, that's wonderful.
Bring him you back know? To your room where you got Chris Hansen in the closet.
So, I go to sit down, and I'm trying to blow the guy off, right? I said, well, it's nice to meet you. I guess we'll see you around the pool.
Yeah.
And I turn my back to him, and I give Janet a look like, what the frig? You know, nice going. First guy. I put the drink in her face, and I turn around, and the guy has not turned his back yet. He's still looking at me, and he says, you know, hedonism, it's not really what you think. And I said, oh, really? He said, it's really just nudity. He said, I like going with all of our best friends. We're friends with maybe 75 or 80 people.
Yeah, and you might as well look at all their genitals.
And all you really do is socialize, and you just socialize in the nude.
Right.
And I said, I said,
happy vacation.
I swear to God, first day, I said, why are you telling me this? He said, well, you look like a young, fun couple. Maybe you recently married on a second honeymoon or something down here. Thought you might. I said, no. The answer to everything is no. Thank you, but no thank you. It's very nice to meet you.
With absolutely no offense, I mean, he's targeting our age group, which should tell you probably what hedonism is probably filled with.
And I know what's going on here, okay? I mean, it's not like he got to look at me and said, oh, boy, my wife's just my wife's got to have a piece of that ass.
Right.
You know, I mean, he's looking at my girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she says to me, Janet says, shh, you're making a scene. I said, I'm not making a scene. It's just, I don't want the hedonism guy hitting on us, so let's just have a seat.
Are there other non-pervs around the pool?
Well, as it turns out, we've got like a chlamydia corner where we're sitting, because before we know it, there's like four or five other people that are coming over. They're friends who they've met on other trips down to Jamaica.
That's how it starts.
And if I thought this guy and his wife, who was a very much a cougar, were gross, you had to wait until Tiny came over. There's this guy had to be maybe 400 pounds. With like one of those sailor hats, like like the kind that Gilligan wore.
Okay.
All
like right. It's got a sloppy, floppy hat.
Yeah, and it's got a string around the chin.
It's got a string?
Yeah. And he's incredibly fat.
He's not a hedo, is he?
Yes!
Oh,
we're sitting. We are sitting there.
Is he tan, too?
No, he's pasty white. Oh, he's one of these guys. He will not go in the pool without his shirt on.
His T-shirt.
He's one of these guys. He's got his wife beater on.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a wife beater.
He comes rolling up in his big red wife beater and his little white Gilligan hat. And right away, he's looking at this guy like Jerry, like, hey, long lost friend. If only we could both drop trout right now. We'd be so happy. And before you know it, they've multiplied and there's like eight of them. And I get the feeling for the entire first day that we're there that all they're doing is sizing up Janet and trying to figure out how to get us into their group, because they kept, as they would like go to the bar or go to the beach or go to the pool, they kept going by. And even though I was giving off a distinct vibe that was like, dude, leave us alone. It's right. Like this guy every time would walk by, hey, how you guys doing?
Oh,
weather
that's
nice
so
enough for you?
Creepy.
Beautiful. Each of you got your own iPods, huh?
Jesus.
Wow, that's really great. What book are you reading? So, where are you from?
Yeah.
Like, creepy city. So,
too friendly. Yeah. Like, predator friendly.
It was at that point that I picked up the phone and I called the only person that I knew with any experience about this. I tried to call Buzz.
Just so he could give you some pointers on how
to. Sorry, I wasn't there to help.
Well, Buzz wouldn't be able to give you any pointers on how to reject them. He'd give you pointers on how to join them.
On embracing them. So.
That's right.
So I called and Buzz.
Buzz knows
there.
All about that Caribbean air.
Absolutely.
Spoke about it with Marcia a little bit.
Crazy thing.
And then for the rest of the trip.
Hedos.
These people, they were everywhere. It seems anytime we went anywhere in the hotel, we'd walk around and go, oh, there they are again.
Did you ever get a strange itching sensation when you got out of the pool?
No, but they were creepy, and they were definitely on the prowl because one of the games we would play, listen, when you're at a place where you don't go anywhere, all you do is go down to the pool or go to the beach every day, you got plenty of time to sit around and goof on people. And after a while, you kind of get to know people and you give them names and you watch them and you see what they're doing. We noticed we would see a young couple come in, like a typical young buff Long Island guy, like a longshoreman guy who's there on his honeymoon or whatever with his piece of ass girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You would see right away these two would go.
They just attack?
Just go swarming over there. And they would have big groups of people, all of them in big sing-alongs, so they'd be singing Cheeseburger in Paradise while they're having drinking their 8,000th Corona of the day.
Was this about the time in Jamaica where you decided to find a firearm?
Or what day did you give in?
Buzz?
No way he gives in.
No firearm and no way that I gave in.
Okay. Not my pal. He's
no
not
way.
Giving in.
No way that
you
I
don't
gave
give
in
to that crap.
All I did. Here's all I did.
Well, but I would wonder when you had a few cocktails under your belt if you maybe.
Mike, I did make friends.
Softened.
I did make friends, but not with them. I will tell you what I did in protest, though.
What?
When we would see them out in the pool hitting on a new couple,
yeah.
What I would do is go get a raft and just go out by where they are, and I would go and pee in the pool.
That fixed them.
I would.
That showed him.
I swear to God. All I would do is I go grab one of those floaty mats.
Oh, no.
I'd go out by the middle of the pool. I'd wave at Jan. She's sitting at the chair. I was waving her like, okay, it's happening now.
Oh, dear.
I go back. She goes.
We call that the silent protest.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
Silent protest. As close to them as you could.
Sometimes literally like 1 foot away.
Where they would feel warmth.
I don't think they were capable of feeling
it. Jeepers creepers.
Thank God you didn't have to take it to the next level.
Yeah, baby Ruth time.
Exactly.
That's when it gets really, that's when they have to,
sir.
That's when they have to clean out the pool.
And I never thought I would say this about going somewhere.
Yeah.
But there were some chicks that were there from Europe who really should not be going topless. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound like a homo here. I love women. I love naked women. I love breasts.
Mm-hmm.
I love breasts more than anything.
You've made that clear.
But when you get some chick that looks like Anna Kournikova's came out the wrong end sister, just that Euro trash.
Skinny, floppy, what? I mean, just not.
Dirty, just dirty.
But overweight or old
what? No, here's the thing. You had the mom.
Yeah.
The mom who seriously. Celebrity she most resembled was Phil from The Sopranos. She was from Italy. She was an older woman. She had to be maybe 55.
Low forehead.
She had the shortest haircut, which was just like Phil's. You know that that salt and pepper look he's got?
Okay.
She was in the pool with just a wife beater on, where you could see her big, gigantic old woman nipples coming through the shirt.
Uh-huh. How old would you estimate her to be?
Oh, 55.
Okay. All right.
And then as she got out of the pool, Janet said to me, oh, my gosh, look at her daughter. And her daughter, who appeared to be in her 20s, mm-hmm. stood up and took off her top mm-hmm. and sat down and started to sun herself. And while this may sound erotic.
So far it does. There's nothing you're telling me that's not making it erotic.
All I can say is you'd have to see the girl.
The young girl?
You'd have to see the young girl.
Not
and,
so good.
And then.
I'm just confused by your description of her, you know. Anna Kournikova is kind of a hottie.
I'm saying Anna Kournikova coming out the other end.
Bizarro, bad.
If the mom.
Bizarro Anna Kournikova?
If the mom gave birth to an anal or Anna Kournikova.
Right.
Anal Kournikova.
Not worth it, though. You're saying didn't really. Even at the very first when she took the top off.
No, and I'll tell you why.
Nothing happened.
Because she had. She made Kelly Ripa look big.
Oh, really? Okay, gotcha.
She had barely anything happening. And, hello. No shaving under the armpits.
Gee.
So she's sitting there, like, putting her arms up in the air, going, and then her mom gets out of the pool. And her mom, who looks like Phil from The Sopranos, takes her shirt off, just peels this thing off over the top of her head. So you've got, like, an old.
So there's topless action at the pool, but it's not worth looking at.
Oh, it's not hot at all. As a matter of fact, to tell
you. But you're drinking it in, aren't you, with your mirrored sunglasses?
Oh, of course I am. To tell you how not hot it is. There were a bunch of guys, you know, I should bring in some of these pictures tomorrow and put them on our website.
Please.
There were a bunch of, I call them boys, they were men. They worked for Owens Corning Fiberglass out of Boston.
Okay.
And there was a group of about six of them in the pool on this company retreat. Mm-hmm. And one day I jumped in the pool with them just because what the hell, they were drinking and having a good time in the pool. So I jumped in with them and ended up spending, I think, 5 hours in the pool with them, never left the pool once because you would just swim to the edge where the bartender was, and then you'd get your next big Jamaican me crazy drink, and you'd swim back
out. Did you have any new flavors, any new beverages of choice?
I tried everything.
You did?
I tried everything.
Tried all the foo-foo drinks?
I tried Blue Thunder.
What do you like?
Of course, Pina Colada. Of course, your mudslide.
Strawberry daiquiri, that type of thing.
Had pineapple juice and rum. That was pretty much, you know, wake up in the morning, you have that first thing.
Hair of the dog, Lloyd.
First thing. But at one point, I was in the pool with all of these
insulation guys.
I was calling them boys, but they were men,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they had the whole Pock the Car thing, and they had the whole Red Sox thing happening.
You know, New Englanders, you know,
so,
gotta love them.
So we're really bonding, and you know, at one point, I just felt so weird. I said, "How old are you guys?" Like 24, man. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, I'm almost 50. I'm getting drunk in the pool with all these.
Yeah, but you, you know, that's proper that you're hanging out with the, you know, you're youthful.
And they were the barometer as we were sitting in the pool having these many drinks. At one point, I said to them, "Have you guys seen the topless chick?" And they all said, "Oh yeah, oh gross, my God, is she gross?"
So you did some male bonding when you were down there.
Oh yeah, I did a lot of, on that day. I did a lot of stuff with those guys.
That's cool. That's good. Well, you had somebody to bounce it off of.
And then, like,
so to speak,
every once in a while, you know, you'd be walking around the hotel, you see one of those guys, and what was the nickname they gave one of them? Muffin Top, because the top of his head looked like a muffin. A muffin.
So, hey, Muffin Top.
So I would see this guy in the hotel lobby, and we were staying at a foo-foo place, right? Uh-huh. I would see this guy in the lobby, celebrity he most resembled, seriously, John Belushi in Animal House. I would scream out, "Yo, Muffin Top!" And he'd turn around and go, "Hey, who wants a drink?"
So they're doing the corporate outing down there?
Yes.
Oh, so they're partying hardy.
And here's another reason they were good friends.
Why?
At one point, I don't know, after I had been in the pool with them just long enough to be totally wrinkled and shriveled, I said something like, "I'll buy the next round. I'll buy the next round." And they said, no, your money's no good here. And I said, "Why?" And they said, "We are here on an all-inclusive with our business." Right. So these guys also hooked me up. I would be sitting down by the pool, and they would just come over and go, "Hey, how you doing? You want some drinks?" I go, "Sure."
Oh, that's nice of them.
Sure.
So that's on the company.
So they could.
They probably were being rewarded. That's why they were down there.
They could not have been nicer, and I tried everything I could to get them laid on more than one occasion.
Were there any hotties at this point? I have not heard a hottie report yet. No.
Not really.
No hotties. No. Well, you said the young couple that all showed up.
It was spring break week, so
yeah.
There was a lot of families, a lot of little kids there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of single moms were there, you know, sitting by the pool, you know, being mad about their lives. I had a lot of time to analyze people.
Oh, yeah. The angry sunners that you see.
There was
serious business.
There was one in particular that I just called Mother of the Year. She was on the same plane, on the same flight as we were going down to Jamaica. And she looked like someone had just taken a 2x4 and shoved it right up there before she got on the plane.
Up tight.
She was just sitting there so rigid, and she had her two little kids behind her. And the entire flight, here's how she spent the entire flight. Turning around over her left shoulder to go, "Shh, quiet, no talk." Then she turned back around, and one of the kids would do something. She'd go, "Shh, hey, no. Mom told you. No. And now, on one hand, I appreciate the fact that she's trying to get these little monsters under control.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, these kids were not doing a thing. They were not doing a thing. We got off the plane, and I started saying to Jan, "Can you imagine the torture that these kids are going to have? They're going away for a week with mommy. God, I only hope that she's going to a place where she signs them up, where they take care of the kids."
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine being with this lady for an entire week. Well, lo and behold, she's staying at the same joint. And she's not one of these moms that wants to send her kid off to the, you know, go be with the hotel staff for a day.
Right.
But what she wants to do is sit by the pool and read her book and constantly keep an eye on her children and constantly just do like this thing where you go. That's a very loud pool. Yeah. Yelling, screaming, reggae music, people getting drunk. Meanwhile, you've got this one uptight ice lady who's sitting by the pool, 85 degrees, and she's wearing like layers of clothing out there underneath a.
Is she very untanned?
A big umbrella, yes.
Not a Hedo.
She is definitely not a Hedo.
The opposite of a Hedo.
And all she's doing is sitting by the edge of the pool, waiting for her kids to do anything, mm-hmm. anything at all. And she gives that little. Oh, and Muffin Top actually said something to her.
Oh, really?
Because at one point, when
Muffin
I was
Top, the Belushi lookalike.
I'm in the pool with these boys, and somebody figured out, you know what we should try to do? We should try to, because they had snorkels. What we should do is go under the water, put the snorkel thing in your mouth, and have somebody pour drinks into the snorkel part.
Sure.
So you're drinking water.
Chance of loss of life, but I mean, you know, it's a good risk.
Underwater drinking.
But there was a lifeguard there.
You can
so.
Suck it down. You know, you might have some choking.
So anyway, everybody's trying this, and it's a lot of
fun. Did you try it?
Yeah, I did.
And did it work?
Loved it.
Good. It's like you just established a summertime game.
A little bit of it came out of my nose, but what are you
I would imagine
do?
That would work better with the regular drinks than the frozen drinks.
Yeah.
Well, you probably couldn't do it with like a frozen pina colada.
What I did to one of those lads was, while he was underwater,
right.
They poured in like part of a mudslide, then part of a Bloody Mary, then part of a Jamaican Me Crazy. Oh. And amazingly, he stood underwater, and it was like he came up. After all this crap, we did the snorkel. He came up, he was like, wow, that was great. I was ready to throw up just looking at it.
Did the pool have a good skimmer?
Oh, they did have a problem. The next to the last day that we were there, there was an issue.
Too much urine?
No, there was an issue, Buzz. Okay.
This pH is off dramatically, especially right over where these hedonists are.
There was an issue with sewage, and the pool area was closed the last day that we were there.
They have, I think, I don't know whether it's a new test, but they test pools now. And there was a little kid down where I was that they shut it down. They'll close it down for a whole day. They have to decontaminate it.
Right? Yeah, so that's what they were doing. But before
that's
this happened,
gross. There was. Did you have any? Did you have kids in the pool?
Tons of kids. It's like swimming in a big giant petri dish. Mm-hmm. And there was a hot tub that I refused to go in because it was broken every day that we were there, and still people would sit in it. You know, you just,
hot tubs gross me out anyway.
By the end, the water is just looking.
Yeah. Dark,
you know, gray. Dark, it's like dark, human, it's olive
human soup.
Green.
It's totally human soup.
But when I was in the pool with these lads from Boston, and right around the time that the snorkel drinking started happening, the mother...
That, you know, we're blaming the kids on the E. coli, when it's probably the snorkel drinking that caused it. You know?
The ice lady, one of her kids is getting incredibly, by her terms, close to the behemoths in the pool.
Okay.
The kid is like getting, I don't know, 10 feet close, like 10 feet away from us.
Right.
She goes with the Roberto or whatever, you know, Roberto. And this guy, Muffin Top, stands right up in the pool and looks at her and goes, hey, lady, you want a drink?
See, and he gets away with it, doesn't he? Because he's friendly. Yeah.
Too funny.
She didn't dig it, though.
Too funny. She packed up her little kids, put them all in the little towels, and got them all wrapped up, and took them away. And the whole time he's standing there going, he's a big sloppy fat guy, got his stupid Red Sox hat on in the water.
Hey,
and he's holding up a drink in each hand.
He's saying, wearing his Sox cap in the water.
Yeah,
I like him already.
And he's saying to her, where are you going? Come on. Get in the pool with us. And he's saying, you can hear me. Look at me. And it was just, I mean.
Good for him.
I about fell out.
Well, it sounds like this place, which was a little foo-foo, these guys added a little, down-home charm to it.
And then we had, we invited them for the maybe the best time of their lives. I've been to this place one other time, this particular resort, and... Just because, well, because I can. I bought the fanciest place that they had to stay there, which gave me a total of, not that I was counting, but 7 decks.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
7 decks, full kitchen.
7 decks.
Big, gigantic dining room.
Like wooden decks where you go down to the beach or something like that?
No. It was up on the fourth floor. I mean, like wrap-around decks and balconies.
Oh, wait, wow, that's very cool.
I had the entire top floor of one of the little pyramids.
Right,
of,
right.
And so I mentioned this to these boys, and they came up, these men, and, you know, it was like a bunch of 5-year-olds walking, and they're like, oh, my God, this is mega wicked. This is so wicked. And, you know, they're doing stuff like, Janet came in from the other room, and she said, what's going on? I said, my friends from Boston are here.
Did they come right up from the pool?
Yeah. Well, see, I had seen them down at the pool. I was on one of my many decks. And
right.
Hey, Muffin Top, I'm up here. So the next thing, they're all up there with us. And I was worried at one point they were hanging over the deck.
Didn't want a fatality.
Trying to see if they could see each other. Anyway, we had a good time. They spent about 2 hours that night in the room, and the next day when we got up, Janet said to me, she said, did you have a lot to drink last night? I said, of course I did. And she said, no. Did you get anything out of the minibar? Now, in this place that we were staying, because there were so many rooms, there were like a total maybe of 4 different minibars.
Right.
Turns out these lads...
Had raided?
Yes.
Done a little raiding, but probably with your permission, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Don't really remember.
All the beer gone.
Everything gone, Mike.
Everything gone.
The little cans of Pringles, gone. Every little bottle of booze. It was like Jack Daniels, Appleton rum, maybe some kind of vodka. They took everything. They had this little, like...
Were they gone the next day?
No. This is what's so funny. They had, like, this little shoe shine kid that was, like, $8. Uh-huh. They took that, too.
Wow.
So, I thought, like you did, the worst, right? I thought, oh, well, you know, those guys were so nice, but look at this. They came up here and cleaned this out, for God's sake.
They were effing with you.
No, so the next day, I see one of them down by the pool, and I'm like, and he's like, hey, dude, how are you? You want to get a burger? I'm like, what did you cats do in my room? So he said, oh, yeah. He said, you said we could. And I,
well,
and
there
I,
you are.
And I said,
you probably should take everything.
I said, did I really?
And he clean
said,
it out.
He said, that's pretty much, he said, oh, he said, don't you,
I know how you are.
He said, don't you remember? He said, you even went in the other room and gave them that big laundry bag and told them to fill up the bag and pretend that they were Santa Claus.
This man's had a few cocktails.
So friendly.
Oh,
beware.
What a great vacation.
Wow.
Really, what a great vacation.
And good guys from Boston you were hanging out
Lots
with.
Of good guys. And another fun thing that I had with them and a couple other people. Big mistake when you go to a nice place or any place. We're sitting by the pool the first day that we were there, and they were looking for somebody. They were looking for, and I wrote it down, last name, Benedict, room 1333.
Hmm.
Now, this is a problem when you're walking around a pool going, looking for Benedict, room 1333. Because right away, I look at Janet, and I say, I dare you. She says, I dare you. I said, all right, la-la. I go up to the bar. I order a couple of drinks. What room? 1333.
Benedict.
Name, the name is Benedict.
So I'll have some eggs.
So everybody was doing it.
Charging it to Benedict.
So the Benedicts were the recipients of a rather large bill.
Yeah, and I had such a great time. I don't even have...
But you have $14,000 in mini bar charges, so it doesn't really matter.
Maybe the only even bad thing that I can tell you is... Gosh, not even a fight with Janet. It was she was looking somewhere in the hotel. It's something, some vase they had in this hotel, and she asked somebody where she could buy one, and they gave her one.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay?
It's a nice big vase. They bring it up to the room, and this thing is just big, gigantic vase. Mm. And I tried on more than one occasion to say, hey, you should ask somebody about shipping that thing back home.
Right.
You know, I'd be glad to see about shipping that. We can, like, DHL that thing back home. Mm-hmm. Well, she never picked up on the hint, and then the day we were leaving, she's got this big, big-ass, gigantic vase. And I said, what are you doing with that? And she said, I'm going to bring it on the plane. And I said, oh, no. I said, God, I hate people like that. I hate people like that get on an airplane and they're bringing, like, a television set that they bought in a box or something.
Probably only a real big problem if they fill it full of mouthwash or styling gel.
So we had, you know, as close as we're going to have to a fight about it,
mm-hmm.
where I finally said, well,
at the end?
Yeah. We said, we should just ship this thing. No, not like
no
that,
fists.
Right?
No, just,
did you give her
words,
what fur?
Just words.
Okay.
Just words.
Should've
and anyway, amazingly, you know, we ended up doing what I thought was right.
You shipped it?
We shipped it back home.
That's the right thing to do.
Shipped it back home.
Is it pretty?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, the only reason I even bring it up is that it was the only bone of contention that I had.
That's not bad.
And I'm so thrilled that in 12 days, because really, when you go away with someone and you can't go anywhere except on the grounds of this hotel because it's so scary to leave, and I mean, you're spending every second with her. It was a real chance to find out if, you know, if we hated each other or if everything.
Yeah, it's a real tester.
So it was great, and it was just right at the very end. And as she left the room and slammed the door and went downstairs to ship it, I got to tell you, I went out on the deck, and I thought, oh, this is really a good feeling. And not the fact that we had a fight.
Right.
That you had a fight and you've moved by it.
No. The fact that she ended up doing what I wanted her to.
It's a win.
I'm really not used to that.
It's a W.
I'm really not used to that.
That's a total victory.
So it was like,
and it also, I mean, the fact that she didn't do it necessarily happily is an even better feeling.
That's what I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
So she came back up to the room and she was still a little mad. And I found myself going, oh, well, she can be mad about it. La la. And everything ended up being so very cool. And then the only problem was when we arrived back to America, getting off the plane, of course, everyone's luggage shows up except for mine. So we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting.
It's the worst.
Thought they had lost the luggage. Finally, half an hour after everyone else has left the screening area, the customs area, they roll my bag out, and they say, okay, you're good to go. We say, thank you very much. And we get to the very end, and the guy says to Janet, you're fine to leave. He says to me, you got to go to gate C, to line C. And I know.
Wow.
I know what this is right away. What? When we went to Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
How many years ago was that?
9 years ago.
Well, we got caught with Cuban.
Probably a little less time. Probably seven years ago.
We got caught with Cuban cigars coming through at BWI Airport. Yeah. And they wrote us all up and everything. And goddamn, if I don't get flagged for that every friggin' time. So
I was relieved. You were uptight, but I was relieved because they got the cigars, but they didn't get the hashish that I had wrapped around my chest.
Yeah.
Like in
close.
Midnight Express.
Hold on. Close. This is the thing with Janet that just flipped me out. So this is like the last leg of our trip, and I'm very tired and hagged out and just trying to get through this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I step up in front of the TSA lady, very nice, and she says, "Have you been to Cuba recently?" And I said, "No." I said, "I know this is about Cuban cigars. Really, you can go through my bag. I don't have any Cuban cigars at all. I learned my lesson." And she said, "All right, fine. I appreciate it." She said, "You know, I tell you what, something at the end of a day like this, it would almost be worth it. It was something like heroin. I'm so tired of looking for stuff like Cuban cigars." She's just making conversation as I'm getting my little piece of paper. I go, "Okay, well, thanks." And as we walk past, Janet says, "Well, it's too bad we didn't have any heroin for you."
Nice and loud.
Yeah, and I grabbed
nice and like that. She didn't understand that the TSA person can make that joke.
Right.
It's probably not a good idea.
I grab her by the arm and I go, "What are you doing?" She says, "We don't have any heroin." I said, I know, listen, please.
I can see Janet doing that. I can see her doing that. You know, say goodnight, Gracie.
Crack my ass up.
Oh, my God.
So it was a very, very good trip.
Good.
Very outstanding trip.
You look tanned and rested.
I got no complaints. And, my God, if you would have seen me last week when we got back, I swear to God, if I could have passed as a black man. Uh-huh.
You've still held on to your color.
Yeah, but I was so dark.
You have the marks, the traditional sunglass marks.
Thursday last week, I was so dark. And this is with SPF 50 every day. I had SPFs.
You wear that much?
Sure. We were in the sun every day from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m.
And you don't like peel or anything, do you?
No.
You don't have that Irish blood.
This was our grueling schedule. Up at 8, get a little breakfast, be down at the pool to snag our spot, and be first in line at the bar at 9 a.m.
First in line.
First in line.
Oh, vacations go better with alcohol.
First in line.
They truly do.
You know, and like I said to more than one person, why are you hiding the fact that you're like milling around waiting for a drink? Be proud. Be like me.
Yes.
Be here at 8:58.
Did you have a watch on? Were you looking at it?
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
You know,
appear to be impatient.
And it was the pool bar, and it's the thing where the guys behind the bar, and they've just got that little chain link fence thing.
Were they good guys? Were they good bartenders? Did they like you, or were they frustrated that you were waiting?
No, they were real good guys.
Cool.
They would always, they, you know, I'd walk in and say, "Hey, Mr. Mike, two more minutes."
Two more minutes.
Well, I guess I can handle it.
Two more minutes.
Omar, or whatever the hell your guy is. Your name is Guy, so.
2 minutes.
That's it.
That's the way it sounded.
That's it. And then, you know, like I told you, the big American Idol thing. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, was able to find out the information there. Thank God. Thank God.
Right.
And then got back and watched Sopranos and Here Now. And
here we are.
Well, that's it.
We're here.
That's it. I'm done.
We're queer. We're not going skiing.
That's pretty good.
That's it. So. I will see you guys.
Hey, listen, it's been good seeing you.
See you in July.
Always know you like to make the first day back a light one. Yeah. And
thanks for stopping by.
No problem at all. We have just a little more show to fill here.
Wow. I kind of went 100 miles an hour there. Sorry about that.
No, don't.
Well, that's what I do when you're not here. You didn't go nearly as fast as I do when you're not here. When I do that million miles an hour thing.
filling time. Okay, well, trust me, I'm not just filling here.
I know.
Valve break, and we'll come back.
All right.
Why am I doing this to myself?
I have no idea why
you're
giving me
yourself
timeout.
A signal to
time
break.
Timeout signal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take a timeout.
Uh-huh. I think it would be safe to say that I probably got in a few more altercations than usually. Good. It goes that you usually have a few more little run-ins with people.
Had none.
Happy guy.
I actually, I didn't get into a fist fight, but I almost regret that I didn't. Because I'm still feeling the lack of satisfaction for not really hitting someone that deserved to be just knocked out.
Knocked
on their ass on, like, the local Red Sox cable television network. You know, because we were down close to the on-deck circle.
You let it get to you.
I swear to God.
All right, well, good. I like hearing that. I like hearing that. Yeah. And I know that, Buzz, you had a great vacation, too, didn't you?
Maybe the best vacation I've ever had.
Really? What'd you do?
Didn't go anywhere. Had a bad cold or allergy or both. I'm not really sure. Went to dental appointments, painted some rooms in my house, and waited for the furnace guys to show up.
That's good.
And now I'm back here. Ready.
You know, I didn't mention that I learned something about me.
What's that?
I learned something about karma. This is very Eastern. This is very, very sophisticated. Very Hindu, Buddhist, whatever. It's that type of thing that you don't mock others.
Uh-huh.
Because if you mock others,
yeah,
it might just turn around within a 24-hour period.
Comes back.
And the same exact thing will happen to you.
All right, Tiger.
The same thing.
Wow.
We'll start with that when we come back.
Yeah. Anything you want. There are several things, you know. Carla catching me cleaning myself.
Well, that's good. She knows you're into hygiene.
The compliment that I got in a women's clothing store that I'll never forget. And the fist fight.
Okay. All right, all that we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.